My name is Andy Conlin, and I'm a graduate student researcher with the Africa Center. Today, you're listening to Field Notes. Field Notes is a growing communications project designed to collect and promote research and communications from Colorado State University and beyond. Today, we're talking to Nelson Mwangi, a PhD student in ecology. In this segment, we discuss what led Nelson to pursue elephant research in Kenya, his experiences with the NGO Save the Elephants, as well as some of the more rewarding and challenging aspects of his work. Join me in welcoming Nelson.
Thank you for joining me, Nelson.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Can you give a brief introduction just to who you are?
So my name is Nelson Mwangi. I come from Kenya, so specifically Naivasha, which is a small town in Kenya. And I'm here in CSU doing my PhD in ecology, and I'm enjoying my experiences so far.
Great. Yeah. Awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about your work and what research questions you're trying to answer?
Yeah, so my work is multifaceted. It has two aspects of it. So I work for an NGO called Save the Elephants, and I'm also doing my PhD. So one of my responsibilities at Save the Elephants is tracking manager, which is like managing data, GPS data for our collared elephants, and also managing spatial data, which is basically data we collect in the field about where things are, so water points, roads. And so that has been my role for the past 5 years or so. And for my PhD, I'm just building up on all the data we have collected over the years since 1998. And I'm trying to understand elephant space use and what's driving different elephant space use strategies.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds like important work.
I hope so.
What is Save the Elephants, and how did you get involved with that organization?
So Save the Elephant is this amazing NGO. So it's an NGO based in Kenya. So we have two locations, in Nairobi, the capital city, and in Samburu, where our field site is. And we also have another sister organization called Elephants and Bees, which is based south of Kenya, so in Tsavo. And basically our goal is to ensure that there's peaceful coexistence between humans and elephants. Yeah, so the goals of Save the Elephants are varied. So we do elephant research, conservation education, scholarship programs, and also mitigation of human-wildlife conflict. And this NGO has been operating in Kenya since 1998 or 1997 to now. And I became involved with Save the Elephants when I started an internship with Elephants and Bees down in Tsavo. So for my undergraduate, I interned with Elephants and Bees, and I was also doing my undergraduate research on indigenous knowledge and how it's used to mitigate human-wildlife conflicts. And after I was done with that, I went and finished my undergrad, and then I joined Save the Elephants for another internship for about 6 months, and then they decided to take me on as a GIS specialist analyst. And then that role has evolved to being to tracking manager, which is like basically what I just said, managing GPS data and spatial data.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That is great that, you know, you got involved with them and you've been able to kind of move up.
Yeah, I enjoy working for them. It's a great NGO, and we do various things, not just research. So within Save the Elephants, we have like a human aspect and also a wildlife aspect.
Totally.
Yeah.
Great. And first, you know, you talked about getting involved with them starting in undergrad.
Yes.
So what experiences compelled you to get involved in this kind of research?
So in high school, I was very interested in environmental issues. So I was part of this club that dealt with creating awareness on climate change and advocating for alternative sources of energy, cleaning activities such as cleaning waste from water resources. And that basically motivated me to just continue on that path and become like an environmental science. And so I did my undergraduate in environmental science in Nairobi. And then I specialized in GIS, so which is Geographic Information Systems. And then I was like, I love elephants so much within those 4 years. So I majored again in like wildlife within environmental science. I majored also in wildlife management. And that's how I basically fell in love with elephants. And I've been on that path ever since then.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah,
I think our interest in environmental issues always starts so young.
Yeah, when you're young, like collecting creatures and, you know.
Yep, exactly. I was the same way.
Yeah.
So for people who are new to this field.
Yes.
African elephants can cause issues through crop devastation or property damage.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you balance that issue with the need for elephant conservation?
That's a tough question, but basically you have to consider humans as part of the ecosystem. The elephants don't exist in this bubble, so they're always interacting with humans and vice versa. And so the goal is to create a balance where these two coexist peacefully. So if you can achieve that balance, then you have managed to crack like this issue. And I'm also interested in indigenous knowledge, and I feel like indigenous knowledge and how people have always coexisted with wildlife in the past can help a lot in, you know, ensuring that wildlife, especially elephants and humans in northern Kenya, can continue to coexist over the long term. Even as human population grows, we can still accommodate our wildlife within these systems.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
that was a good answer to a very tough question. So I
yeah, there's no single solution to human wildlife conflict, and also like exploring various ways of human wildlife conflict mitigation is always key, and especially the non-lethal techniques.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what role would you say habitat connectivity plays in this big issue of elephant conservation?
Yeah, so habitat connectivity, and not only for elephants, it's like for all the wildlife, is key in areas where human population is growing. And connectivity is one of the key issues that can help resolve human-wildlife conflict. And basically, connectivity is how patches in the landscape are connected. And a patch can be where animals go to get their resources or where they breed. And so ensuring that these areas are connected as and wildlife moves through this human-dominated landscape is key to ensuring that these populations are sustained, and also at the same time mitigating human wildlife conflict. Because if you don't have anywhere to go through, you'll go through where the people are. So, and that brings about conflicts.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, kind of back to you.
Yes.
What are some of the challenges you've faced in conducting your research so far?
I think I'm going to start with everyone's challenge over the past few years, which is COVID.
Yeah.
Like COVID has made everything so hard.
Yeah.
Like traveling, going back home, coming back here for studies, data collection in the field. So that has been quite a key challenge, not just for me, but for everyone, and especially for international students. Like it's been so tough being away from home for almost 2 years without, like, when travel is not permitted. But, you know, this year has been good. I've been able to go back home, see family, and also go to my field site.
Mm-hmm.
So that has been fun. I went a few weeks ago to Kenya, and I saw some elephants. So that was quite a nice break. And another challenge, I'd say, in northern Kenya, we're experiencing this drought. So over the past 2 years. And that has been tough on, like, humans in the north and also elephants. And that has changed also how PhD students or researchers are collecting their data, because this drought has led to unprecedented, like, outcomes and, you know, loss of lives in terms of wildlife. And that has been quite a big challenge, and hopefully we can get some rain up there soon. Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Yes.
Yeah. But those are like basically the main issues I can think of that, you know, I've experienced individually and also like as a conservation community up in the north of Kenya.
Yeah. No. And those are two huge issues.
Yeah.
And the last 2 years have been hard for everyone, but I also think international students have had it significantly harder.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
I admire your resilience in the face of all the struggles, for sure.
Thank you.
On the flip side, on a more optimistic note, what are some of the more rewarding aspects of your work?
I think some of the rewarding aspects of my work is like I get to travel to a few places like across Africa and see how different organizations and different groups of people approach conservation. And another rewarding aspect is, of course, elephants. I get to spend time with elephants when I go back to Kenya, so Samburu. And that, I think, that has been the most rewarding thing. And I've always wanted to work in like that setting, so away from the big cities in like these indigenous communities, interacting with these communities, and also getting to experience wildlife. So I think that has been like one of the most rewarding experiences over the past maybe 5 years or so.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Because you talk so much about your love for elephants, just out of curiosity, what's your favorite thing about them?
I think elephants is their empathy and their beauty. Like they're beautiful animals. And all animals are beautiful, but like I have a soft spot for elephants. And so like when you go out in the field and you spend time with them, and it's sort of therapy when you're out there, like just seeing how these elephants are interacting with each other and how like the cows are taking care of their cows, and basically spending time with elephants, and you can see how they have different personalities, how they treat each other, and yeah, so, and they're just amazing, and they're so smart animals.
Totally. No, I got to do a bit of observational work in Kruger National Park in South Africa.
Yes.
And I was focused on elephants, and I totally agree with you, and it's hard to put into words, but
yeah, it's quite hard.
The way they move is beautiful.
Yeah.
And watching them interact with one another,
yeah.
There's so much, like you said, empathy and care.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing them especially interact with their young.
Yes.
There's this whole community around
yeah.
you know, the baby.
Yeah.
It really is like a family.
Yeah,
it's really cool to see.
Yeah,
I agree. And they really are so smart.
They are also very smart.
Yeah.
And like I work with tracking data, and they make some of the most amazing movements I've ever seen, like across the landscape. Like, it's just amazing how far they can go and how they can make very smart decisions in like tricky situations.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's also what makes it hard to, I'm sure, manage them.
Yeah.
Is that they they're resilient and they're tricky. Okay, so what are, you know, moving forward, some of your career goals? I say in the next 5 years, but it can really just be for whatever timeline you see.
I think, well, of course, the first goal is to finish my PhD.
Of course.
So that's over the next 3 to 4 years. And I'm hoping to go back to Kenya, continue my work with Save the Elephants, because I love working with them and having to apply all the skills I've learned here and in with Save the Elephants. That would be like another level that I'm keen to explore, and I'm looking forward to all that. Yeah, so that's basically my career goals. I don't know whether I'll go into academia, but if I do, I'd like to teach in a Kenyan university at some point. And those are basically my three top career goals.
Well, you're on the right path for them.
Yeah.
Are you are you still working with Save the Elephants while you're doing your PhD?
Yeah, okay. Cool. Nice. So good. I'm still working with them part-time. And yeah, I love my job, so that's why I'm very happy to continue doing that, even with all the work that a PhD involves.
Well, and it sounds like they're so supportive of your work out here, too.
Yeah, they are. And basically, my PhD, like data collection, data analyzing, it's all part of Save the Elephants mission and goal. So it's, when I'm working on my PhD, I'm also working for Save the Elephants.
Yeah.
So it's good to have like that balance. Yeah.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then my last question is for people just starting their PhDs, whether it's in ecology or something else, what's a piece of advice that you would give to them?
I'll go with the cliche one. Just follow your dream.
That's a good one.
Yeah, because I did. I followed my dreams, and so far, so good. And also to be resilient, as you say, like over the past 2 years, I think people have given up on like their goals, and I think just persevering and, you know, pushing through is quite key, and also staying focused for a PhD student or a master's student is quite solid advice.
Great.
And enjoy whatever you're doing.
you're gonna be much happier if you actually like what you're doing. And then are there any resources you'd like to direct our listeners to, of websites that they could visit to learn more, or if you have a website of your own where you publish your work, anything like that?
So the first website I'll direct you is the Save the Elephants website, so www.savetheelephants.org. It contains all our missions, all our projects, all our goals. So if you go there, you'll see everything that we do, and you can support the projects, or you can just learn of everything that we're doing up there. I have a website, and I'll share the link with you. So for my own personal PhD, but I haven't published much, so it's still in its baby phase. But yeah, I'm hoping to grow the website over time, so include like maps of where I've been working and my publications that I've contributed, not as first author, but as a contributing author, and also my my conferences. Like, I've gone to a few conferences across Africa, which have been very interesting in seeing how people are operating across Africa. Yeah, and finally, the Elephants and Bees website. It's quite a cool website, too. So if you go there, you'll see what they do down in Tsavo National Park and the surrounding communities, like mitigating human wildlife conflict. And yeah, those are my top three websites, I think. So, yeah.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, no worries.
And yeah, as we wrap up, just thank you, Nelson, for coming to chat with us.
Yeah, thank you.
It was great.
Me, Andy.
Yeah, great hearing about your perspective on things. And we at the Ethics Center wish you luck with your future endeavors. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you are a new listener, feel free to connect with the Africa Center by visiting africacenter.kalostate.edu. And the tab at the top that says connect will allow you to join our email list, where you can receive newsletters as well as information about upcoming events. We look forward to seeing you next time, and thank you for listening to Field Notes.